Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study the theme, Making Friends for God, the joy of sharing in His mission. Lesson 2, Winsome Witnesses, the power of personal testimony. Monday, proclaiming the risen Christ. It's the first day of the week. Very, very early in the morning. Some women are on their way. What are they going to do? Just a few days before, they have seen the Savior on the cross being crucified, and all their hopes were crucified with Him, Jesus. Now they wanted to perform an act of love, taking anointments with them, and they wanted to be the first in the morning. On this Sunday morning. But when these three women were on their way, they remembered, well, there is a huge stone in front. We are not able to move that. We should have asked some of the disciples to help us. Now we are the first, but we can just wait till some man will arrive. We're not able to move this stone. But when they came there, the stone was already removed, and they were very astonished. It was so early in the morning. It was still dark when they had left their homes. And now, open. The grave is open. And there was a person in white, beaming, radiating with light. It was an angel. Why are you looking for a living one among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. Go and tell the disciples. Jesus is risen from the dead. Oh, they ran back with a beautiful message on their lips. And when they met the disciples, they said, Jesus has risen from the dead, imagine. And what about these men, having been the followers of Jesus, the inner circle? They did not believe these women. They did not believe them. They could not imagine how this could have happened. They had seen Him. He had died on the cross. They had seen the soldier cutting, making a hole in the breast. They had seen it. He was dead. He could not have risen from the dead. These women, they were sure. They were sure because they had seen the angel. The Pharisees and scribes, they were different. After Jesus had been crucified, they went to Pilate and asked him for soldiers to take care of the grave. And they said to Pilate, we have heard that this man, Jesus, who has just been crucified, has said that he will rise from the dead on the third day. So we need soldiers to take care of this grave, so that not the disciples come and steal the carcass, and in the end, they say he has risen from the dead. And Pilate gave them what they wanted. And the officer in charge of this band of soldiers, from his title we know that this must have been at least 100 soldiers. But when the angel of God approached on this Sunday morning, the first day of the week, 2 days after the crucifixion, when this angel approached, there was an earthquake. And he moved his stone as if it were a little stone. And the soldiers behaved themselves as if they were dead, so full of fear. And the women were the first to proclaim the risen Savior. What a message!